By 2030, digital ecosystems will account for 60 trillion in world revenue worldwide, and the hopes attached to them are as vast as their potential. As insurers are still questioning their role in the impact of this transition, new entrants like big tech companies are transforming how customers experience insurance at large. Hi, my name is Nigel Fellows-Freeman, and I am the founder and CEO of Canopy. Canopy is a data-driven embedded insurance platform that helps insurers expand and integrate with third-party platforms to really deliver contextual, relevant insurance products to their customers at the right time and in the right place. Today, I'd like to talk to you about how this shift towards the ecosystem economy is really changing the game for many players within the insurance sector across the entire value chain. In the last decade, digital platforms have experienced immense growth, giving rise to really sophisticated consumer ecosystems across nearly every industry. In insurance, new entrants have been particularly successful in capitalizing on this trend, with some of the most recognizable brands that you and I know, like Revolut and WeChat, graduating from these kind of small startups, and now they're really these large household names in less than 10 years. And in fact, data from the Center of Finance, Technology and Entrepreneurship in 22, they created a report that stated that insurtech startups are making up to a tenth of all companies that have achieved unicorn status in the global fintech space. And that really makes the sector itself one of the strongest players across the industry. Interestingly, the shift towards ecosystems goes beyond tech-led unicorns. In fact, it really reflects this kind of broader move away from vertical integration and moving towards this really compelling new value propositions to these kind of independent, specialized, very modular players. And what's the result? What's the result of all of that innovation? A radically changed economic landscape. Luckily, there's a whole spectrum of opportunities that are awaiting insurers who are really proactively engaged within this ecosystem economy. If they are positioned to kind of take advantage of the digital ecosystem, it's not an all or nothing prospect. While some companies will look at the customer interface as the ecosystem's primary orchestrator, others will look to participate in more discrete aspects or other areas of the ecosystem. It's really down to the insurer to make the decision of how they want to participate, putting a strategy together to think about how they want to do that, and then executing. That's the key. But in order for insurers to succeed in any capacity within this ecosystem economy, it's really important to be mindful of a few things. And I thought I'd run through a couple of those for you now. The first is to revamp the insurance value chain from the customer's perspective. Creating a digital-first accessible platform breeds more opportunities to both attract and retain customers on lots of different customer journeys. A good example of that is Prudential's Pulse, and that offers a health service ecosystem. It's targeted towards everybody, but 70% of users are not yet Prudential customers. But with a digital platform built for the ease and convenience, a new user can join Prudential Pulse with just a single click. And that's resulted in almost 2 million policies being issued within the first year to those health conscious, digitally orientated customers. Kind of pretty phenomenal numbers to show how important and how successful this approach can be. The second is to build an entrepreneurial, digital first attitude within the organization. And that's a hard thing to do, but it's really important. Learning to engage in the ecosystem economy broadly means that you have to be able to experiment and scale products quickly and on the go. Kind of this agility, this operational flexibility, it kind of needs to be built in terms of an internal aspect of the business for the insurer to be able to execute and then fundamentally remain competitive in the market. Offering an ecosystem of services will require a really high level of customization, which can really only be achieved if you really have a modularized value proposition. Because any new product or service will need to comply with a layer of regulatory requirement. It needs to comply with the ecosystem's needs. And that all of those things together add extra layers of complexity. And so therefore, many insurers are choosing to partner with flexible platform providers to really harness the power of their open infrastructure, leaning on the insurer's skill set of actuarial underwriting knowledge, and that really helps them dramatically cut down their speed to market. And thirdly, you don't have to scale alone. You're finding the right strategic partner to achieve your ecosystem's ambitions can be the key to unlock the success. The most successful ecosystems are usually a result of making, buying, and partnering. And sometimes it can be difficult to kind of find that perfect partner that's got the both the organizational fit, as well as kind of finding extra value that you need that makes it well worth the effort. But there's some really good examples again in the market that show how it can be done. And a great example of that is the Well ecosystem launched in 2022. And that combined the offerings of Swiss insurance company CSS and Visana with telemedicine provider Medi24 and online pharmaceutical company Zerose. So you've got four companies there, and all participants targeted different customer segments for their core business. But together, they can reach over 2 million users, which is a quarter of Switzerland's population, and really demonstrates the scale when you get the right partnerships together to execute on an ecosystem approach. With these few examples, it's easy to see that there's plenty of value to be gained from engaging with the ecosystems, either by building them or becoming part of an existing ecosystem. So the question is, how do you decide on what the right approach is to building an ecosystem strategy? There's two approaches you can take. You can be the orchestrator or you can be the complementer. So maybe we'll run through a little bit of context for that. I think starting with a really sharp vision is really central to this process. And because that's where ecosystem goals kind of tie into the core business goals. And depending on the objectives, which is potentially to improve lead generation, offer customers a better experience, or even to generate new revenue streams, the insurer can then kind of reverse engineer, assess its capabilities, its operational flexibility, risk appetite, financial stability, all the core components, and then decide, do they want to build their own or is it worth participating in an existing ecosystem? And I would say that contrary to popular belief, orchestrating an ecosystem may not always be the best way to generate the maximum value. Now, for one thing, an insurer who orchestrates an ecosystem needs to be the central authority for kind of organizing and building intricate interdependencies with vendors, as well as distribution partners. And that's a really hard job because as such, they need to build very strong brand identity and a very kind of entrepreneurial culture within the business to make that happen. Finally, they're kind of also responsible for setting the standards for regulation, for safety, for the quality of the customer journey. There's a huge amount that comes with wanting to be the orchestrator, and there's a lot of financial risk that can be taken. And that's challenging. It's challenging because that requires a huge amount of capabilities, a substantial investment in time, resources, and therefore, sometimes it's hard to get across the line in terms of making that strategic decision. And sometimes a quicker, more feasible, easier way to participate and thrive in that ecosystem economy is to actually act as the complementer, is actually to complement another ecosystem and be in another ecosystem. And they can limit that. What does that do for the insurer? It kind of limits their exposure to risk. It allows them to diversify their portfolio of ecosystems and diversify their portfolios of risk. And then again, allows them to gain small incremental value, taste it, gain new customers, and really start to experience and experiment with different customer journeys and improve their overall global reach without having to make large kind of resource and capital investments up front. So how can you partner? Well, how does partnering help you succeed within the ecosystem economy? It's a critical pillar to success. Participation in these kind of portfolio of ecosystems is really critical for insurers to if you're looking to capitalize on the rise of the ecosystem economy. Like, however, this approach is probably only effective if the underlying technology platform and the operating model that wraps around it can really quickly scale to dozens of potentially hundreds of different ecosystems in a very low cost scaled way. And while that kind of enticing opportunity may already be on the digital transformation roadmap for many insurers, by the time it arrives, those potential first mover advantages in the ecosystem economy will have slipped away. There's only so many large digital platforms in the world. The world is moving there quickly. And so it's really important to not be too slow to get to the start line. And recognition of that, kind of many of the leading ecosystem insurers globally, such as kind of Swiss Re and WACA, are taking a very greenfield approach to embedded insurance and have liberated these ventures away from the core insurance business. And that's allowed them to really focus quickly on leveraging these ecosystem-specific solutions and partnering with digital ecosystems at a breakneck pace. I think WACAM, for example, are onboarding maybe 40 or 50 partners a month, and so very much scaling at speed. So for those insurers that are looking to join, like established players, the ability to customize and tailor the experience for each ecosystem is going to be very, very important. Ecosystems do not want to be just another distribution channel. They do not want to be a referral or affinity model. Instead, they're really increasingly to kind of co-create these unique propositions that kind of use insurance alongside their other products and services to really deepen the customer love for the platform that they're currently with. And therefore, to meet those kind of needs of the ecosystem economy, those insurers will need to augment their platforms with new and very specialist capabilities. And sometimes that's pretty tough. It's very resource intensive. And many insurers will spend a long time testing and rolling out these products in order to try and start participating, by which time you could say that the time and the opportunity is going to have passed. But by partnering with kind of very data-driven, embedded insurance specialists, insurance and business service providers alike can release new, targeted and customizable insurance products to the market in 50%, 25%, 10% of the time that it would have taken themselves. And a dedicated insurance tech platform like Canopy is a plug-and-go option that really acts as a conduit, allows the insurer and the other ecosystem player to co-create value, to deliver a smart insurance product as part, intrinsic part of the customer journey, and delivers it at a very minimal resource. So something worth considering. So what's the conclusion? Insurers that are willing to make the bold steps to pull the strategy together to really allow them to participate within the ecosystem economy are going to reap the rewards. There's going to be some difficulties. It's going to be important to make sure that you consider technology, people, culture, platforms to be able to make it happen. But for those that do, for those that can partner to take advantage of the opportunity, the pool and the value that's going to be created is going to be enormous. And that is the opportunity.